The next group is called chippers and trillers. We will hear four species: swamp sparrow, chipping sparrow, dark-eyed junco, and pine warbler. All four birds have repetitious songs that vary little in pitch. However, getting a feel for the relative rapidity and tone of each species will help you to differentiate the four. First, let's listen to the swamp sparrow. His song is comprised of a series of relatively slow, loud chips. Oftentimes, you can actually count the chips. Some swamp sparrows give a more rapid series of chips, which creates a reedy-sounding trill. Now here's the chipping sparrow. His song is a rapid, dry trill. The chippy's song sounds somewhat mechanical. After hearing those two birds, the learner may well be thinking, this could be tough. Certainly the swamp and chipping sparrows have similar songs. To make matters worse, individual birds often add their own twist to the typical species song. In this case, a faster singing swamp sparrow or a slower singing chippy may compound the learner's problem. It's a fact of birdsong that there can be fairly wide variation within some species. Fear not. We can still learn the basic song, and with experience recognize the variations. In the case of the swamp and chipping sparrows, we can use other clues to distinguish the species. Because the swamp sparrow is a bird of wetland habitats, and the chipping sparrow more associated with drier uplands, a quick look around may help us to decide which species we are hearing. Now listen to the two species in close succession. First, both versions of the somewhat reedy swamp sparrow. Next, the dry trill of the chipping sparrow. The third bird in this group is the dark-eyed junco. His rapid trill is sweeter and more musical than the first two species. Here's the junco. Here are its characteristic call notes. Listen again to the bell-like trill of the dark-eyed junco. Note how the pitch can vary slightly. Thank you. Our final species is the pine warbler. He also has a musical trill. However, the notes are loosely strung together. Many pine warblers sing a less musical trill. The song might better be compared to the chippy, but it has a soft, lazy quality. Now let's take these birds in order again. First, the slow chipping and reedy trill of the swamp sparrow. Next, the mechanical dry trill of the chipping sparrow. Now the bell-like trill of the dark-eyed junco. And finally, the lazy, soft trill of the pine warbler.